Good evening. Welcome to Signs and Seasons with Minister Gabriel Emlek and Samar Gurucci. We give thanks to you for tuning in for another edition of Signs and Seasons, and remind our listeners that the purpose of our program is to intensify our understanding of spiritual laws and principles, and particularly as they apply to the science of astrology. In the background, you hear the Geometries and Reflections by Andreas. And if you want to hear more of that music, you can tune in to paradisemusic.com. We'll be talking more about that in our program. We want to play this a little louder so you can hear it in the background and get used to the sound. Now, much of the problem that we have in the world today is due to our lack of understanding of spiritual laws and principles. And so what we want to do is enhance our listeners' understanding of spiritual laws and principles and how they contribute to our experience of freedom or bondage. We find in the 119 Psalm 34 verse, "Give me understanding, and I will keep thy law. Yea, I will observe it with my whole heart." When you look at the global condition, you continue our spiritual awakening, with all due respect, is a distorted and diluted version of Christianity, in particular, but religion in general. Purposely and skillfully woven into the fabric of our consciousness. When properly taught and understood, Christianity is an authentic and exceptionally powerful religious system. In its present state, it can actually be classified as anti-religious. The word religion means to bind back. And so there is in every chapter in the Christian Bible, in every chapter of the Quran, the Gita, the Vedas, there are references to spiritual laws and principles. Religion means to bind back. And so it refers to precepts and practices that assist religious devotees in binding themselves back to the source of life. For example, Jesus affirms in the religious 17, in Luke 17, 21, "The kingdom of heaven is within you." And Paul informs us in Colossians 1:27 that Christ in you is the hope of glory. So any spiritual leader that advises his followers to seek heaven or Christ in any place other than within themselves is preaching an anti-religious doctrine. We want to help you to understand from an astrological point of view that in our infrastructure, we have these electromagnetic patterns, energies, that draw to us circumstances, people, conditions. We as spiritual beings have the power to rise above these patterns and change the whole situation. And that's the purpose of knowing about these astrological teachings. But because the church or religion in general condemns these teachings, then we're at the mercy of the mechanical impulses that affect us. So these are part of the spiritual laws and principles that we're talking about today, that the knowledge of gives us freedom. Lack of knowledge, bondage. It tires me to no end to continually pick up a newspaper and see how this particular person had an unfortunate circumstance, and then hear the masses talk about how unjust these things are. No. It's all governed by law. A little reflection on the kind of spiritual instructions given out in traditional churches, mosques, synagogues, will show just how many so-called religious institutions are actually leading their congregations astray. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. One of the long-awaited occurrences of the era into which this planet is rapidly moving is a heightened global awareness of spiritual phenomena, motivated by an intuitive response to this planetary awakening. Progressive members of the congregation, progressive members of the clergy, are now leaning towards deepening their understanding of esoteric, higher laws and principles. And so one of the major purposes of the Signs and Seasons program is to help people. If you take a look at your astrology chart, which is a picture of your infrastructure, of the electromagnetic pattern, you will see at any given time why a particular situation is occurring and how you can prevent it, how you can get clarity on why that particular circumstance is happening in your life. So, oh my goodness, I'm having so much problem with my finances, my children, my spouse, my job, all these things are having such an awesome effect on my life. Awesome negative effect. Well, if you understand that patterns in your electromagnetic hardware that drew these things into your life, you know how to deal with it in a more intelligent way. These sciences were never given to us to worship the stars. The sciences were given to us so that we could understand and prepare ourselves for challenging circumstances. Contrary to the fire and brimstone approach, which seeks to control through fear and other forms of emotional manipulation, we find that 21st century pastors, rabbis, imams appeal to the intellect with sermons and services that stimulate the mind and revitalize the emotions. Inspired by the words of the psalmist, give me understanding and I will keep thy laws. New Age ministers, practitioners are helping their members of their parish to increase their understanding of spiritual laws and principles. And once you see, if people understood that what I am doing, like Jesus says, Father, forgive them for they know not what they're doing, if people really understood, for example, they tell us that Siamese twins, you see, every relationship that we go into in life is already, with, generally speaking, if it's a close relationship, it's with someone whom we've had contact with in previous lifetimes. And so if we understand that and we can actually know what pluses and minuses we are moving into as we get involved or we are involved in relationships. So you can look at the potential spouse and see what kind of energies that person brings into your life from your previous context. Why one child gets along better with the parent than the other? Why some brothers and sisters seem like they're enemies? I mean, trying to take each other's lives. And in most instances, they are energies from some previous relationship, which we're going to talk about in our program next week, Karmic Relationships, Positive and Challenging. Once we understand this, it gives us a whole new attitude towards our relationships. Because in truth, we're all brothers and sisters in God. We don't have any children, any common brothers and sisters. Nobody's really our parent. We're all souls that were here many, many times, and we've come back together again to enjoy the love or be challenged by the hate that we put into motion in previous lifetimes. If you're just tuning in, you listen to Signs and Seasons with Minister Gabriel Amlak and my brilliant host, co-host, Sister Samara Baruji. And today we're talking about spiritual laws and freedom and bondage. In the second half of the program, we're going to be talking about how we could eliminate hassles from our lives by being more conscious of our health and health practices. So then, a key factor in the enhancement of our acceptance of spiritual laws and principles is the harmonious association of religious and scientific principles. The ongoing battle between science and religion is non-existent in the minds of the enlightened. And so we found Albert Einstein and Mahatma Gandhi. They had a deep, respectful friendship based on a mutual realization of the connecting link between the principles that govern quantum physics and laws that govern spiritual phenomena. Gandhi's doctrine of Ahimsa and Einstein's unified field theory are based upon the first and the most significant of spiritual laws, glorified by Jesus the Christ in Matthew 23:37. This eternal principle through which the universe is created and maintained is the law of love. Well, now, we have so many different opinions on what love is. Metaphysically, esoterically speaking, love is the magnetic force that bonds, holds the cosmos together. It is the force that emanates from the heart of those people who truly love one another, and they use that force within themselves to help one another become more whole and unified and harmonious. I remember, if you know George Ivan Gurdjieff, one of his students, I believe, Ospinsky, that Armenian sage, says, love that is romantic is dangerous. Love that is conscious is eternal. Love that is consciously aspiring to help this person develop themselves is the kind of love that we should be seeking. It's not tinged with the passion and the lust. It is an energy that is consciously seeking to help this person self-actualize and become more of the beauty that he or she has within themselves. So the law of love is considered to be an expression of romantic or emotional feelings. But love is understood by spiritual scientists as the cohesive force that binds the diverse constituents of the universe into this unified whole, or that combines the constituents of a person. You see this beautiful, talented, brilliant individual, and what you want to do if you love them is you want to help them become whole and harmonious and symmetrical and balanced and help them to bring that to its highest level. That, the spiritual teachings tell us, is real love. This intangible magnetic force which produces light by concentrating energy at the center. Same motivation would tell you and I want to help the light within this particular individual come to the surface and show his true beauty. That is the first spiritual law. That is the first spiritual law. That is the most powerful law, of course, in the whole sphere of spiritual laws and principles. And so once we understand, for example, the constituents of our particular personality, as I've mentioned to you before, we're all 12 signs. For example, Jesus and the 12 disciples, Jesus represents our higher self. It may be in the Hindu teaching, the Atman. It may be in the teachings of theosophy, the monad, but we're all talking about the same spiritual principle. And so true love for self would be to integrate the 12 parts of our personalities and make these 12 parts our disciples, as the Master Jesus did with his disciples. And so, just as we are free from chaos and hassles by understanding and obeying mundane laws and principles, then the same thing would happen when we understand the laws and principles within ourselves. In the universe, some metaphysicians, some spiritual practitioners explain, for example, that if we are trying to escape from resolving an inharmonious universe by not speaking to a particular person, that will not work. That life will just bring us back to that same person again and again, and if our attempts to run away are severe enough, we'll come back as Siamese twins. But the cosmos says you will resolve all conflictual partnerships, relationships, because love is the law of life. So that is one of the main spiritual law. So as you look around you and you see people who you really, I can't stand that person, I never want to be around that individual again. Well, at least you can love that person in your heart if it has been proven that individual is actually detrimental and harmful to you. But you're not carrying that magnetic pattern around you of hate with you and drawing that person again into your life in another incarnation, you see? So now, vibration is the first cause then in any creative process. And so the vibration, we need to understand that life is an electromagnetic experience. Life is an electromagnetic experience. And this simple but profound affirmation is extremely helpful in unraveling and resolving many complex problems. Scientists have proven time and again that the human body, yes, that the human body is an electromagnetic transformer. And that through the medium of our highly complex body-mind systems, we constantly are processing electrical energy and we're creating magnetic force fields. And so if we're trying to change a particular situation in our life, we have to begin by changing our force field. Every thought, every word is electromagnetic. And so thinking about this particular person from a negative perspective is drawing that person back into our aura, or an individual with similar characteristics until we work that situation out in love. When we understand the astrological characteristics of a particular individual, we realize that in many instances, it's not really consciously purposeful. That this particular person in his or her solar system, because each one of us is a miniature solar system, may at his or her current level of spiritual empowerment not really be able to do any different. So we pray for them, we pray for their empowerment, and we try to lift the energy to a higher level. So Jesus says, pray for your enemies, which in a real sense is a self-fulfilling prophecy, because then that neutralizes the energy that person is constantly directed towards me. And it also evolves my being, my consciousness at the same time. These energy fields are, a person's energy field is as unique as a fingerprint. Every thought, every word, every deed is charged with our individual energy signatures. And this sets up a specific pattern of electromagnetic energies, and they flow into motion. And so we want to understand more about what our individual energy patterns are. And once we have that understanding, then we can pray to whatever you pray to, Allah, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna. But you and that spiritual force will enable us to transform our particular energy patterns. But we need to try very hard, family, BBS family. We need to do all that we can to intensify our understanding of the spiritual laws and principles that govern our being. You, for example, you see a couple. And you say, why are these two people together in the first place? We have that audacity at times. Well, many instances, they've been together many, many, many lifetimes. And they have to resolve. You see, there's no running. You keep coming back until we resolve that. But at least we are able to look under the hood. If we also knew a person's energy pattern, energy signature, before we got involved in an intense relationship, then we would know what are the motivating forces, what are the major forces that have drawn us together. And are we in an oil and water relationship where no matter how much we shake it up, it's never going to work? Or are we moving into a relationship in which, as always, we have pluses and minuses? But the rule of thumb in the mind of intelligent people, when you understand your energy patterns, is, are there more pluses than minuses? Are there enough pluses to overcome the minuses? This is what we're dealing with. This is our approach to dealing with these astrological teachings, numerology also, and tarot. We attempt to help people understand the spiritual laws and principles of their unique personality. So here we are now at 527 on the West Coast in California. And we will be joining in a minute with my dear co-host, Sister Samara Baruti. Hi, Samara. How are you today? Hello. Hello. Yes? I'm not hearing anyone. Okay, I guess she's coming to the mic. So now, what we want to understand also is that when we get clarity on our particular energy center, when we get clarity on that, then we will no longer believe that we are helpless. We'll know that if we want to change the condition or circumstances, we have to change the vibrational frequency that attracted these situations into our lives. As the Bible says, once again, as a man, as a woman thinketh in his or her heart, so is he or she. This gives should give us a lot of understanding in terms of what patterns of energy we have created, what's drawing these particular situations into our lives, and what we need to do to alter and change them. Brother Doug, are you on with me? It's 529. We may be going to... Yes, sir. Sister Samara is there with you? Okay. All right. Yes, sir. So here we are then, deepening our understanding here today on the spiritual laws and principles in freedom or bondage. So if you find yourself in a bondage kind of situation, we want to understand that it's of my own doing, that I have to change my frequency. There's something in my pattern, my energy pattern, that keeps drawing these situations to me. And to realize that individuals, races, countries have karma, positive karma and challenging karma. And the only way to change these conditions, you see, as each one of us is a miniature expression of God, a miniature expression of the Absolute, then we have the ability to change these situations. And that's why we want to get beyond the victim consciousness, because it obstructs the vision of progress and progress of many suffering souls due to the ignorance of spiritual laws. So we pray for guidance. Dear Lord, help me to understand the spiritual laws and principles that I need to put into action to change my particular situation. I'm bringing these things to me. I'm remembering that life is a electromagnetic experience, and so nothing can be drawn to me magnetically that I have not sent out the electrical frequencies to draw it into my space. This is a hard lesson to learn for many of us, but it's one that will allow us to liberate ourselves from these painful situations. We might say, oh yes, that sounds good, but you know, I could not have done anything to warrant the agony I've endured. And if I did, I do not remember. Well, we don't have to remember. The universe keeps accurate records. The universe helps us to be clear on what it is, why we're going through what we're going through, and what we need to change. So we're looking to change. So with the help of these metaphysical teachings, astrology, numerology, tarot, we can get clarity on why we're going through what we're going through, what forces are in action. We can look at our astrology chart, for example, and we can see clearly, as clear as a bell, what energies have moved into place at any particular time to bring a certain circumstance to us. We can also look at it like a weather report. The astrology chart is our individual weather report, and the astrology chart helps us to understand what it is that we are going through and how we can change it. We can know, for example, that today I should not drive too much this week because there's a particular energy in my electromagnetic energy field that could cause someone to be attracted to me and cause me to have an accident. So I would just be cool this week. I would later all be extra sensitive to how I drive. These are the kind of sciences that we need to put things into perspective. The Creator has not left us in a lurch. We have all we need to get through this life with a clear understanding. If we stop allowing these narrow-minded so-called religious leaders to blind us through their need to control, to be in control. So this is the objective of sharing these teachings with you so we can become more self-determined individuals. So we can get more clarity on this, the same clarity that you have when you're planning a trip. Or you're going to the house in the morning and you know just what to take with you and what not to take. And so the Bible says, for every purpose, there's a time and a season. Signs, we have the name signs and seasons from Genesis 1:14. They explain that the stars and the planets give us signs and seasons. Is this a season for me to be doing such and such a thing? Is the planets will give us signs in their configurations. And so rather than continually planting and activating situations out of season, we'll be more clear. Many people are marrying today, taking a job today, taking a trip today, and they have the most adverse energy patterns possible. When they could have boarded up that, and they could say, okay, I'm going to wait until the season is more positive, more conducive to the success I'm seeking. Well then, that's our presentation of the spiritual laws and principles, the mundane, in mundane and the spiritual experiences, spiritual laws and principles in freedom and bondage. So closing with the thought, give me understanding and I'll get lower. Yea, I'll deserve it with my whole heart. Strive to deepen your understanding of spiritual laws and principles. That's what we're here to help you do. We're going to take a 1 minute break with Brother Doug. Sister Samara is in the wings, and she is going to give us some more information on how we can use spiritual laws and principles, natural and spiritual laws and principles, to avoid having so many medical problems and unnecessary problems. So we'll take the break.
If it's not mainstream. It could be here. Information and knowledge bring humanity closer to truth. BBSradio.com.
Yes, Samar, ready for you. We're ready for that wonderful.
Hi. Hi, everyone. How are you? Today, I would like to share in our health aspect of our show, Bach Flower Remedies. For those of you who have never heard of Bach Remedies, it's spelled B-A-C-H, and it's made from the dilutions of flower material, and it's developed by Edward Bach. He was an English homeopath in the 1930s that created this fantastic, non-intrusive, vibrational frequency way of healing. And I would like to stress the importance for women today and men, families that are on the run. The Bach Remedies and Women's Needs is today's focus. We're living in a world where ever-increasing stress has become a major challenge in our hectic urban life. It seems the days of the simple life are gone forever. Many women find themselves caught up in not only being wives, mothers, money earners. They're bringing home the bacon, and they're cooking it up and feeding everyone. So many women find themselves in this role, and they are not taking care of themselves. How do you take care of yourself when you wear so many hats, when you're constantly on the move? Well, Bach Flower Remedies is a fantastic way of keeping your body in balance and in harmony and addressing some of the issues that can just throw us off course. Just like in the airplane, when they say to put the oxygen mask, we have to keep the oxygen mask on at all times. As women today, if we are not working, our family becomes pretty much destabilized. So what are some of the remedies that we can use? There is cherry plum. Isn't that a beautiful name? Cherry plum is very effective when used in conjunction with walnut for menopause, especially for treating hot flashes, excessive emotions, or nervousness. Many who suffer from PMS also find this a helpful remedy, along with the rescue remedy. Instead of just filling yourself up on painkillers, you know, which is has some toxicity level. If you look on the bottle, you see all the warnings of what to be aware of. Well, with the flower remedies, it is safe and non-toxic. Crab apple, most of us have heard of crab apple. Crab apple is a must for all women with a poor body image. Women are constantly criticizing their bodies. Others may not see what's wrong, but we send negative messages to our bodies all the time, our body temple, which is one of the worst things we can do. So, however, if you are not feeling so good about your body, a way that you can assist yourself and move that whole state of being to a higher vibration is crabapple. It's good for when you feel too fat or even too thin. It's excellent for both obese or anorexia. So if you're got a little bit of overweight issue going or a lot of overweight issue going or you're underweight, the same remedy applies, crabapple, because it's really part of the same thing. You don't feel good about your body. Doesn't matter whether it's on the thin side or the heavy side, it's opposite ends of the same extreme. Another remedy that is really good is for fatigue and tiredness, hornbeam, H-O-R-N-B-E-A-M, two words, Hornbeam can be used with Elm, ELM. It is for fatigue and tiredness, as well as boredom and emotional blahness. You've got those days when everything's just blah, no matter what you see, what you hear, what's around you, it's just blah. So it is good for that feeling, for feeling that some part of one's being needs to be strengthened, needs to be support in order to fulfill your daily duty. You can't just like just lie there and say, I give up. So hornbeam is excellent for those days when you're not quite feeling or liking anything around you. Larch, L-A-R-C-H, for the new mother who feels unsure of herself, for the businesswoman who lack confidence, perhaps after a long period of absence from work, from the workforce, or who feels threatened having to compete with men or younger women for jobs. Larch is an excellent remedy, and it works for both the working woman and the at-home working woman, and the brand new mom, or maybe you're brand new for the first time or a second or third time. This is an excellent remedy. We hear of women whose hormones are not in balance after they give birth, because there's so much energy required to bring this new life into the world. This is something that can help with that baby blues, that depression that takes place. Oak, O-A-K, just like the oak tree, is helpful to those in the single parent. Many, many women are single parent today. Very stressful. I'm a single parent. Today was one of those single parent day for me. Full of lots of activities, nonstop, constantly. You know, I've got to pick this child up, make lunch, dinner, get this for school, for the single parent. And of course, this is both for men as well. Oak, for women who struggle against great adversity, being both mother and father to her family, and also the primary breadwinner. Oak is an excellent choice. Pine, for those who are hard on themselves. If you're constantly feeling that you're not enough, you haven't done enough, oughta, coulda, sorta, that voice may be left over from your mother or your father. It could have been a grandparent's. That constant criticizing voice that pushes you instead of complimenting you, instead of giving you positive feedback. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes I'm a person that gets really motivated and inspired by looking at, you know, what I did not do perfectly. But that can be stressful, to constantly beat up on yourself and give yourself that negative message and not reaffirm the positiveness of who you are. So pine is excellent for that. Person who strives for perfection in everything, feeling guilty and responsible for the faults or shortcomings of others, always taking on too much, constantly feeling responsible. Pine is an excellent remedy for you to use. So I personally have applied these remedies in my life. So when I speak to you of them, I'm speaking from experience. I've used them for my daughter. When she is having a really hard time from the challenges of divorce and going through the custody battle and being caught in the middle between us, her father and myself, as we did this huge war over who's the best parent, I used back flower remedies just to help her to stay emotionally balanced and to not feel responsible and not beat up on herself while we were in the midst of all this. So I highly recommend it. It's a very non-intrusive method. You can put it drops. It's a clear drop. You can put it in your water. It's similar to homeopathy in how easy it is and how quickly it's assimilated in your body. You can put the drops directly in your mouth, under your tongue, swish it around inside your mouth, and then swallow. So the remedies contain, again, a very small amount of flower material in a 50-50 solution of either brandy and water. Because the remedies are extremely diluted, they do not have a characteristic scent or taste of the plant. So you do not taste the plant. It's pretty tasteless. And it is claimed that the remedies contain energetic or vibrational nature of the flower, and this can be transmitted to the user. So think about how wonderful uplifting flowers are, how beautiful they are to look at and smell and hold in your hands, and imagine taking in this energy, this frequency inside your body, so you are radiating at the same wondrousness of these flowers, the same beauty, giving off the same emanation. You become the flower. So please visit your health food store, check it out online. There are so many choices and options, and you can combine them together to create a synergistic effect. So if you've got like multiple things that you've been, you know, emotional states that or physical states that you've been bombarded by, you can combine these. If you don't feel good about yourself and in your body image and you lack self-esteem and you need courage and you are fearful of, you know, new situations, you could combine all three, and you could just do it in your water that you drink all, you know, throughout the day, or you could just take the drops and drop them under your tongue and swallow, and voila, you just bring, and you will feel the difference. By the way, if I didn't mention that, you will feel the difference. It's the wonderful state of well-being. You don't quite notice the transition of one state to the next, but what you do notice is that the anxiety decreases. The stress, if you're dealing with stress, you become more relaxed. You might smile more. The situation that might have been stressful for you earlier in the morning becomes something that is more manageable. You cut it under your control. So back flower remedies, wonderful for women that are on the go, living the urban life, and nonstop, taking care of family and work, and forgetting to take care of yourself. Keep that back flower remedies in your purse, in your emergency kit. Always have it ready, and just take a few drops under your tongue. Instantly, your situation changes. Okay, back to you, Minister Unlock. Well, I'm not hearing Minister Unlock right now, so I can share some more remedies.
I'm here right now.
Oh, you're here? You're back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was saying that you had a few messages typed in, but what I want to share with you is, asking you is, where would they purchase the bach flower remedy? Any particular stores, or what would you suggest?
Sure, you know, most of these things that we bring to you, you can get it at your regular health food store. If you've got a Whole Foods by you, you can find it at Whole Foods. They've got a wide selection, or whatever that smaller health food store may be. Any health food store, pretty much. Not Trader Joe's, though, because they don't consider themselves a health food store. And you can always find it online. They've got a website where I suggest you get online and just look around and read the information that they've got to share. It's really enlightening to find out that this system is available as a means of maintaining your health and balance. So online is a wonderful place to start if you've got access to a computer. If not, walk to Whole Foods, or drive, or whatever your local health food store may be. Or call me. Call me and email me. And we can assist you in getting it if you cannot find it for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you for that portion of health news and views, Sister Simone. Yes, you always have a very interesting presentation, which shows your conscientious preparation. Today, we also want to remind you of the coming attraction, the karma of relationships, of what we want to work share next week, and show how we can make, and karma meaning the positive and negative. Karma simply means give and take. So the karma of relationships and how we can look into those relationships and anticipate what are the pluses and minuses, and as I mentioned before, we can also get more clarity on the deeper purposes And also whether or not you should actually be involved in a particular situation. Okay? Then we, of course, want to mention, remind you of the two books that we have now. Have a third one coming out soon. The two right now are The African American's Role in America's Spiritual Destiny. The other one is The Superior Aspects of Women, A Tribute to Feminine Nobility. And Sister Tamara might want to say something about either of those two publications.
Hello? Well, yes, what I would like to mention, I'll start first with the most recent book that is about to come out to be available, The Superior Aspects of Women, A Tribute to Feminine Nobility. It's an excellent, excellent book. Men, please read it. Do not let the title keep you from it, believing that it's only for women. I'm sure if you've got women in your life, your wife, your girlfriend, your daughter, your sister, your mom, your grandmother, or even just a really great friend, this is a wonderful book to read, and also for the understanding, a deeper understanding of the power, historical power of women, the position that women have held on the planet in the past, and to reconnect men with the feminine principle, the feminine, sacred feminine within themselves, and for women who are struggling to really understand at a deeper level, why are things the way they are for women? Why are things the way they are for me, for myself? For women who would like to understand why is the world it's the way it is? Why do women hold a position that they hold in the world right now, which is second class? We're basically second class citizens. We know that although sexism has been greatly reduced, especially in the Western world, it's been hugely reduced, it's still very, very prevalent. Women are still having to work harder for less, and still the poorest on the planet. Even in the U.S., women make less money. A single woman, even in the U.S., with children, is likely to earn less money than a single male with children. So it's an excellent manual for today's time, the times that we're in and the times that we would like to see. So if you want to get an understanding and be prepared and be a part of creating the new world, we hear about the new world order. Well, there are all kinds of new world order possibility. There's not just one, not the one where, you know, we're controlled and we're mindless robots. There's also one where we're evolved beings, where it's a brotherhood and sisterhood, where we respect each other, and we're respected for both the right side and left side creation of our brains. So that new world order, which is the higher order, if you want to be part of creating that, this is a great book to begin with. Women, it's a great manual to kind of bring back into alignment, a consciousness, an awareness of the divine feminine, the sacred feminine. So that's what I'd like to say about that, about the African American's role in America's spiritual destiny. That is an awesome book. That information in there just will give you a lot of mental food for thought. It takes you to another understanding of why here in America certain realities have been brought into play on the planet. And African Americans who frequently view themselves as victims get an opportunity to see themselves, to experience themselves, and have that feeling that they're really empowered being. And it's it's a choice that was taken. And it's actually mastership. Mastership is a challenging experience. To become masters you don't become masters by coming in and wearing a crown. That's a different level of mastership. But when I see someone on the street here in Santa Monica or Venice pushing a cart, a shopping cart loaded with their worldly belongings on a very, very hot day, I say, wow, that's a master, because that's not something I could do. So that person is demonstrating mastership at a very amazing level. So by reading the African American role, we understand that slavery is something that gave us an opportunity to demonstrate our mastership. So you should have both of these books in your library and share them with friends and families. So,
And
by the way, they're available on the website, AquariusMediaInternational.com, or you can even access them on BBS Radio, Sign and Season, and just click on the link that says donate, and it will take you to the books that you can donate to us by purchasing those books. Both of us receive something in exchange.
Yeah, thank you very much. And to the word donation is key here, because of the fact that in order to bring the shows continue to our audience, and to be able to have the time to put the time and energy into perfecting the shows, it's very helpful if members of the Habibius family are able to make donations, contributions. That can also be done on our website. Simone?
Yes, it can also be done on the website. Yes, we've got multiple websites that you can always donate on. Aquarius Media International, GabrielleMlack.com, HouseOfVocabulon.com. Please visit either one of those websites and donate or purchase some other first services or product. We've got many, many things that we offer, and many more to come.
And for those listeners who are interested in having an astrological chart done, astronomical chart, one of the things that is unique about our service is we use the Kabbalistic approach, which includes astrology, numerology, tarot, and the tree of life, to give you an in-depth analysis of your energies from a holistic perspective, which is particularly important for those who want to understand their life purpose from a metaphysical point of view and the deeper significance of their relationships. It always helps to get more clarity on the kind of energies that you're working with, either with your child, with your spouse, with friends, employees, etc. So until next week, I'd like to leave you with a few words from a wonderful poem put together by in a book by Michael Duckett. No matter what has keep going, no matter what has been in your past, no matter how many failures, no matter how many adversities and challenges you've had to face up to this point in your life, you can start right now and turn it all around. At this moment, you can actually make the necessary changes to create the life of your dreams, but it will take some work. Are you willing to pay the price? There's a price for everything in life, and wealth accumulation is no different. You need to stop the old habits that have been getting in your way to a better life, and start the new habits that will create the things that you want. And I wanted to comment in ending on what you said about seeing people pushing carts down the street. I see many women going to work every morning, doing the same thing, pushing a cart. Are all women, how do you classify a single parent? Does it mean they don't have a man, Sister Samara, or that they're carrying the child alone? How do you clarify that?
I don't quite know how to clarify. It just means that the weight of the responsibility is with that woman. Of taking care of that child. That's how I classify it. She's not married. She's living on it. She could be living with her parents or even Sharon, but the weight of the responsibility, the majority, that responsibility is with her.
The other thing, the picking up,
the dropping off of the child, all of those things, the taking to the doctor. There isn't someone physically there to share that responsibility.
Well, one of the things that would help with the woman's book is that it will make a way for women to secure more income, because we worked out a program where the women who purchase the book is $34.95, then become, if they want to be a representative, the distributor of the book, and they get to make a handsome portion for marketing it online for as many books as they would like. That actually goes for both books, but in particular, the woman's book. So, Sister Samara, thank you very much for being with us once again. And I will talk, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, and our family out there, thank you very much for tuning in. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you.